Time for us to talk baseball as we're joined for our weekly visit with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing very well, Rich. How you doing?
I'm well. Now, where are you right now?
Well, right now, the boys are getting back into Boston right now. I actually spent the weekend in the hospital. My son was born, and I'm a new father, so actually making our way back to Bangor as we speak.
Holy cow. Well, that's a weekend and a half. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great. It was a crazy weekend of really a lot of happiness and a lot of cursing at the TV at the same time.
I'll bet. Now, what's the little guy's name?
Benjamin Levi.
That is fantastic. Well, so happy for you and your family. That's awesome news. Now, on the field, tough weekend against a nationally ranked team. But well, let's go back to Friday and what a terrific performance you had right out of the gates against Texas Tech.
You know, and that's the thing is Courtney's been a big game guy for us ever since he's up in as a freshman. And, you know, he pounded the strike zone, did a real nice job of keeping our guys active and, you know, making our guys make plays. And, you know, he had one inning where, you know, he led up the three spot and it kind of came to be the tone for the weekend. But, you know, free passes, walks, and hit by pitches kind of killed us all weekend long. And, you know, but Court was able to pitch over it and keep us in the ball game. And, you know, hey, listen, we went head-to-head with possible World Series contenders in game one.
Now, they put some runs up on the board this weekend. Overall, how would you say your pitchers performed?
You know, it was more darkness with a few happy, you know, bright spots. I wasn't really very, very pleased with the almost all pitching performance except for two or three guys. And you know, we got to go back to the drawing board. You know, we have to throw more strikes. You know, we had, I think, 40-some-odd, you know, free passes, you know, 15, 18 hit-by-pitches and, you know, 20-something walks. That's nothing short of terrible, and we have to get better at that, and that's going to be something we're going to work on going forward and, you know, moving on from there.
Now, it looks like you were swinging the bat pretty well, though.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, positionally, I think we did a pretty good job. We have a pretty veteran group there, and I think that the tensions were a little bit lower on that end. But you know, we play these games to kind of say, hey, this is what we need to be able to do. Let's take our punches now and back to the drawing board starting, you know, tomorrow morning, and you know, progress every single week, because at the end of the day, it's the conference tournament's the most important thing for us.
And then back on the road later this week, a trip down to Georgia to play Ohio University. What kind of a club are they?
They're very good. They were in the regionals last year. They're on a knock on the door to make it super regional. So this is going to be, you know, they're not, we have to go down and play good baseball if we expect to compete with Ohio. They can, you know, the weekend, if we, it gets away from us like this past weekend, we could get romped again. And this is what, you know, what we want to be able to do is go out and play nationally ranked teams.
Well, and then you leave town for a weekend, Nick, and the athletic director departs. So what was your reaction to the news on Carlton Creech?
I'm very happy for Carlton. He was extremely supportive of my decision not to be able to make it to Texas Tech, and he spoke to me on Thursday about this, and we wish him nothing but the best and for him and Stacy. And, you know, he did a great job here, and I think whoever gets a chance to step in, we'll continue to push the Black Bears in the right direction.
Well, Nick, congratulations again on the great news, being a brand new dad. Travel safely with that precious cargo on the way home, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thanks a lot. See you guys soon.
That's Nick Durba, head coach of Maine Baseball here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Michael Toole at 307-7718.